I said it once, but I'm going to say it again. I am excited for 2021. That 2020, I remember just year or month after month going, man, we're into the second month and we're into the third month. Half the year is gone. Man, we've got 1 month left. And here we are into the new year. And I love that. With that said, this is the day which the Lord has made. We will
rejoice in it.
I like that. Let's do it again. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will
rejoice in it.
We will rejoice in it. This is the good news of the gospel. And He has promises in here. And He has direction. So no matter what we are going through, we can learn and grow from Him. Turn in your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 11, if you would. And we're starting out the year talking about faithfulness. And you'll hear in this first month a couple messages about faith. And faithful, and faithfulness, faithless as well. Because where there is faith, there will be lack of faith. Austin or Spencer, so turn this down up here. All I hear is a bunch of ringing noise in here, so let's get that fixed up. Find our boys. Where'd they go? I can't even hear myself think up here. Thank you, Shalene. Turn these monitors way down or off or something where I don't hear myself anymore. That's probably best. And you guys probably think, could you turn it where we don't hear them? But it's just too loud ringing up here somewhere. It's just ringing up here. Ringing in the new year. How's that? Eric, that's your sermon title today. Ringing in the new year. Okay? Turn something down for me where we stop ringing. Somewhere. Up there, down, somewhere. Okay? Just stop the, turn me down something. Okay? They're thinking, you never hear us when we talk, all of a sudden you hear. So we'll be talking about faith and faithful and faithfulness. In Hebrews chapter 11, it says this, verse 1, it says, now faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Ooh, that's interesting. The substance, faith is a substance of things hoped for. We took down our signs here and we think, oh, once a year, let's talk about hope. It's Advent. The substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things that we can't see visually with our eyes. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. That's great. We have our biblical definition of what faith is. By faith. It's the substance of things hoped for. But I love this in verse 2, and I think so many times this goes by unnoticed. And it says, for by it the elders obtained a good testimony. That's important. With our faith, we can obtain a good testimony. We want to maintain a good testimony. This is the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We read a couple weeks ago, it said, and the angel brought good tidings of great joy. And now it says, man, this is what the elders had when they had faith. They had a good testimony. We want a good testimony that we can share with others, do we not? Man, what is it about you I love? I don't know. Oh, missed that opportunity. Man, we want to give a good testimony for what it is. Man, it's God, and I know I'm going through this, but my God will not forsake me. My God is beside me, going through this with me. If your God was so good, would He let you go through that? Absolutely. Absolutely. You see, we have this freedom of choices. And by our choices, we have to face the consequences. We want or should want a good testimony. Therefore, we must have good and solid faith. Our faith is so important. And it's not our faith. I'm not talking about being a Christian. I mean, that is important, yes. But I'm talking about being faithful. We have to know these things. Now, if we flip backwards in Hebrews, we're at Hebrews chapter 11. Just go back a few verses. Hebrews 10, verse 32. And it says, but recall the former days A lot of times we don't like to go back to the former days and we don't want to think about those. And it's good. We shouldn't dwell there. We shouldn't live there. We shouldn't desire to be back in those days. But it says, recall the former days in which after you were illuminated, after you found out about Jesus Christ, you endured a great struggle with sufferings. When did that happen? Well, partly while you were made a spectacle, both by reproaches and tribulations, and partly while you became companions of those who were so treated. But why? For you had compassion on me in my chains, and joyfully accepted the plundering of your goods, knowing that you have a better and an enduring possession for yourselves in heaven. We have to know that. God, what is the trade-off? Are you telling me this is better? Because see, my neighbor doesn't go to church, and it seems like they're doing very well. You joyfully accepted the plundering of your goods, knowing that you have a better and enduring, long-lasting possession for yourselves. Here on earth? No! This is temporary. In heaven that is for eternity. Therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward. For you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive this promise. For yet a little while, and he who is coming will come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith, but if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. I love those verses. I love when we go back and find out about this. We have, we will, we are enduring trials and tribulations, struggles and sufferings, reproaches. We've gone through them. We are in the middle of them. We will have them in our future. You know, my wife sent me something. She read it to me the other day. I said, send that to me. So I have that. And it said, none of us are promised tomorrow. Yet when we go to bed, we always set our alarm clock. Now that is hope and that is faith that He will give us tomorrow. But it says, do not lose your confidence. Why do we not lose our confidence? We sang about that. Therefore, do not cast away your confidence in verse 35. Which has great reward. Don't cast it away. Why? It has great reward. Verse 36. It goes on to say, after our reward, it says you're going to have these things. However, you have need of endurance. How many need a dose of endurance for facing today and tomorrow? We need endurance. Three of us. All right. Well, okay. Three of us need endurance. The rest of you, tomorrow, you're going to need endurance to face Tuesday. How's that? We will have need, or we have need for endurance. Now, there's just you and there's just me, right? That's great. It says, and the just shall live by faith. So just you and just me shall live by faith. I love that. Now, in 2021, we probably have these desires. I remember last year talking about some goals that we may have, New Year's resolutions that we make. And that sounds great. And I remember several years ago, I talked about being intentional. I said, we have to have an intentional focus and be intentional about what we do. When we come here this morning, our praise and worship team, we prayed that God would use us, and we prayed that we would get lost in music. In the first 30 seconds, I got lost in the song, said I am playing the wrong keys during practice and didn't do much better during the actual thing. But I pray that we get lost in our worship, that I don't worry about what I look like. I don't worry about what I sound like. we want to be good, but I'm just saying that we focus more on praising and worshiping God. You know, when they talked about the birth of Jesus Christ, remember the shepherds. And what did it say? They returned praising and worshiping God. Praising Him for what they had seen and experienced, what was told to them and what came to pass. Now in 2021, that's great to do these things, but we want to walk in the Spirit, do we not? Hang on, I'm trying to count real quick. Seven of you said you wanted to walk in the Spirit. Great. I'm just kidding. Guys, not everyone has to respond to that. But we have a desire, hopefully, to walk in the Spirit. That's part of set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain and I can't control. And that's what it's talking about, walking in the Spirit. Flip back several chapters or several books in the Bible to Galatians chapter 5. Hold a place in that Hebrews, by the way. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. And it says, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another. We have this constant battle going on against the Spirit and the flesh. And God says, and Kisha, you talked today and you prayed today that, man, we would submit to Him, to God the Father, so that those battles are less. The battles are weakened. The enemy is weakened and minimized from our life and from the challenges that we face. You know, it goes on in verse 22 and it says, but the fruit of the Spirit is. Well, let's look at those. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, the fruit of the Spirit. And faithfulness is a fruit of the Spirit. It is part of the fruit of the Spirit. And I love that. It tells us, hey, here's the things. That if you have the fruit of the Spirit, these things will be evident and obvious and working in your life. Now the dictionary says faith is the complete trust or confidence in someone or something. Faith is the complete trust or confidence in someone or something. So when we go back to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 35, and it says, therefore, do not cast away your confidence. We could say, therefore, do not cast away your faith. It becomes different when we translate it that way. Don't give up your confidence. Oh, I'm not. Don't give up your faith. Ooh, did I do that? Do not cast away your faith. Why not? Right after that, it says, for it has great reward. Now, church, a lot of times we said, hey, I have a reward for you or an award. But if we think we have a reward, we want that instant reward. Now, remember, we read and it says you'll have these things in heaven. They may not be here on earth that we receive everything that God promises us. Our healed bodies may be healed when we're in the presence of God in heaven. God, I kind of wanted it now so I could show off my new body. And I could show off my wellness. And so I could have a good testimony for others that I was healed. Trust me, if you live by faith, and you live out your faith, you will have a fantastic testimony, even in your death. When we walk in the Spirit, we walk by faith and not by sight. We submit to God our bodies, our families, our loved ones, our entire life. And let me tell you, that's hard to do. Okay, I'm not going to stand up here and pretend that's an easy thing to do, to submit to God. But he says, but I need you to do this. I need you to have complete trust and confidence in me. You mean, God, I've got to give you everything? Back in Hebrews chapter 11, it goes on to talk about those that were faithful, starting in verse 4. And I'm not going to read these, but I'm just referencing in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 4. By faith, Abel offered to God. Verse 5, by faith, Enoch was taken away. Verse 7, by faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear. Verse 8, by faith, Abraham obeyed. Verse 11, by faith, Sarah herself also received strength. By faith. Now, great, the Bible is done. We can't add books to that right now, but we can write our own story, can we not? We can tell our own story. By faith, Adonijah. By faith, Adam. By faith, Veda. By faith, insert your name there. What did you do by faith? Now, 2 Timothy, it's right in between Galatians and Hebrews where we were, 2 Timothy chapter 2, if you'll flip there. And that's why, you know, for the next several weeks, we'll be talking about faith and faithless and faithfulness and faithful. To try and fit that in 1 week to talk about being faithful is impossible, or our faithfulness. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 13. And it says, if we are faithless... I told you where there's faith, there's going to be faithlessness. Where there's hope, there's going to be hopelessness. Somewhere. That's why He came to this earth, that we may have hope, that we may have joy, that we may have and experience faith. If we are faithless, He remains faithful. He cannot deny Himself. I love that. That's important for us to know. If we are faithless, remember when the man stood before Jesus and he said, do you believe? He said, I believe. Help my unbelief. I am faithful. Please help my faithlessness. It says, if we are faithless, He remains faithful. That sounds familiar. Maybe last week we were talking about that with the three guys in the fire in Daniel chapter 3. I said, we will not bow down to your music and to your singing and to your God with the little g. We talked about that last week. An intentional springboard into this week, of course. And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego responded and said, our God is able. And I want you to listen very carefully. Our God is able. And it's important, church, that we know our God is able. To what? Leave it at that. Why complicate it? Why limit Him? Our God is able to do what? Insert whatever you want there. They said, our God is able to deliver us from this fiery furnace. He's able to do it. But if He chooses not to, that's what we have to remember. Our God is and was and has been and will be able to do anything. But if He doesn't, they said, we will not serve your God. We will never serve your God. We have to know our God is able to do whatever we need Him to do. But if He chooses not to, and this is what separates strong Christians from those that slap on the name tag, says, I'm a Christian, and halfway through the party, their name tag's laying on the floor because they forgot to ensure the dessert every day. I am. I checked myself this morning. I am. Ooh, I checked myself tonight. It's getting wrinkled and starting to peel off. I better recheck myself. I am still a Christian. Ooh, the thing started to come off. I better put it back on. When I threw my coat down, it got in a wrinkled mess. I picked it up and it fell off. Did we go back and say, I still am? I still am. Our God is able, not He will, but He is able to deliver us. But if He doesn't, we will not serve your God. We will never serve your God. They remain faithful to God by purposing in their heart. We read that out of Daniel chapter 3 was where they went into the furnace. Daniel chapter 1 is where it said they purposed in their heart. We have goals. We have New Year's resolutions, like I said. And that's great to set those and want to change, want to be different. But I heard this. That stuff doesn't matter if your heart hasn't changed, how you look at those areas, those things, those activities, whatever it is, that lifestyle. If your heart doesn't change, that will always be the barrier from you reaching your goals or your resolutions or accomplishing your change. That's the beauty of our God. It says, man, God came so that we can have access, or Jesus came so that we have access to God. And when we do that, He will transform our life. But remember, we have to submit to Him. Only when our heart changes will the doors be open for us to go through them, to be different, to act different, to speak differently, to treat others differently. If our heart doesn't change, it'll always be a struggle. It's a struggle for God to move in our lives if our heart hasn't changed, to allow Him in it. It says He comes and He says He wants to remove that stony area, that hardened area, those black areas. You talked again, Kish, as we were praising and worshiping this morning. This is a day which the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And well, I was starting to enjoy that. And you prayed and said, God, would we not hold on to those dark places? God, would we release those things from us? Oh, I love this part in one of our songs. Let us become more aware of your presence. Man, Holy Spirit, let me become more aware of your presence in my life. Hang on, I'm looking around. Got young people all over this church, but I'm going to focus on that young group back there. You've got boyfriends and girlfriends and whatnots. And you may think, uh-oh. You see, I really feel like getting into this praise and worship, but I don't want him or her to think I'm a goofball. Let us become more aware of His presence. Let us engage Him in our life. My goodness, if we're holding back from God for a boy or a girl, hang on for that marriage, okay? We've got to be open to allow Him to work in our life, and we've got to be open to our boyfriends and girlfriends, spouts, mates, husbands, wives, whatever it is, to say, I really want to serve Him. And I've told a story before about my wife and I coming here to Prayer of Faith and how it came to be when we didn't attend church. And I said, we got a beautiful family, beautiful kids. We had just recently got our house. And I remember looking at her standing in front of our garage one day. And I said, you know, the Lord has been really good to us. And I think we need to go thank Him and serve Him for that. And Easter Sunday, 20 years ago, 21 coming up this year, here we were, our 20 years coming up this Easter. But it was odd talking to her about that because we didn't really talk a lot about faith. We'd gone to church a few times here and there with some friends and in different towns. But God was good to us. And I knew in my heart, because early in my life I purposed my heart to be thankful for that. Now again, my name tag came off for about 20 years. But I praised God when I stopped and picked it up and said, I want to come serve Him again. Let's prepare in our hearts for 2021 so that our faith can grow, it can show, we can have a good testimony about the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Others will be drawn to us in the excitement we have. Others will be drawn to us in our attitudes and our behaviors. And just say, you're a positive person. I love that. And that we can be hope for others. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, You are so good to us. And God, we know that You are able. But God, I want to get to the point where we say, even if You don't, will we continue to serve You? Will we continue to show up? Will we continue, Lord, to be present for You? Because, Lord, we know that You haven't left our side, but we may have left Yours. Lord, I pray in 2021 that You show us Your promises in action. Lord, that we give testimonies to others to tell about the goodness of God. Lord, I pray that You set a fire down in our soul. Collectively as a group, Lord, that we continue to help fan each other and help keep that fire burning. Heavenly Father, help us grow towards You. Help grow our faith. Help us to become more faithful and grow us in our faithfulness to You. In Jesus' name, amen.